Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Ready.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Hey Miles, how's it going?
Great. How about you?
Other than pissing everybody off, how you doing?
Well, pretty good, yeah. I'm not pissing no one off. But yeah,
you're pissing me off with this whole roast beef conversation we've been having here.
Well, I was just talking to a guy that, I didn't want to tell you this, but he's a cancer survivor, and he was trying to get everyone to, you know, get the prostate checked and stuff. And
great.
Privately talking to him and saying, what can I say to you? And, you know, he's like, it's no big deal. Bob should have it done. And he goes, plus, it's probably not the first time Bob has had a finger in his ass. Okay. So, Jason, thank you for that.
Jason.
His name's Jason. He's a friend of mine. Yeah, on Facebook. That's right.
My God. Oh, on Facebook. On your Facebook.
Yeah, you don't know.
I'm sure I don't.
Nice guy, though.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Finger up his butt comment. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, it was funny, really.
Hey,
yeah.
Jason, I bet you've had a whole fist up your butt, all right? Come on now.
That's funny. Poor guy's fighting cancer. Yet again.
Oh, my gosh.
It makes you chuckle to hear that.
What, he's fighting cancer?
Yeah.
No, I don't chuckle about the cancer.
Fist up his ass. That guy needs to fist up his ass.
Well, if he's going to be, you know, making rude comments about people he doesn't know, yeah, he does need to fist up his ass.
It was a hilarious comment, actually. It wasn't rude. It was funny, actually.
Oh, my.
He's just trying to save your life.
I think it's actually you. I don't think there is a friend. I think it's just you.
No, I'll cut and paste it. I don't care. I'll cut and paste it, man.
All right. Well, maybe he doesn't need a fist up his ass, but, you know, come on now.
You do have a birthday coming up anyway.
I know. Yeah.
Birthday,
yeah. It's your birthday.
Birthday. Almost your birthday.
Yeah, almost.
This is your pre-birthday show. Birthday.
You always remember my birthday. I don't remember your birthday. I don't know what it is with you and the birthdays.
I don't always remember your birthday.
You seem to have a much better memory about this than I do, yes.
I know, because you and your wife, I think, are about 6 months apart, roughly.
Roughly, yes.
Roughly, okay.
Yeah, you know, I almost forgot this whole week. I was already playing. I've got a thing I got scheduled next week, and I thought it was this week. I totally forgot this whole week was going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, so next week we're going to do that. And it's like, no, there's another weekend. But I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I was already into October.
What is this, a fun thing?
No, it's a work thing. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're not going on vacation. Right?
No, I got to go to Kentucky for work. So. Kentucky. Yeah.
Kentucky. You've never been to Kentucky.
For work?
Yeah.
Well, for the current job, no, but I have been to Kentucky for work for another job, the previous job.
Oh,
yes.
I see.
I like Kentucky. I want to tell you, I will make a statement, a bold, true statement.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky, best rest stops that I've ever been to.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've driven to Florida. Drove, I forget where else. But anyway, I've gone through Kentucky several times in my life. And they have the best bathrooms that you can pull off on the side of the road, yes.
Why is that? It's easy to tap feet underneath the stalls? Or
No.
Why?
I have a family, Miles, a family, and everybody always has to go to the bathroom. You know, we don't just randomly stop in churches, for Christ's sake, and take giant shits. We go to the rest area like normal people if we don't go to, like, the McDonald's or something like that.
Yeah.
And in Kentucky, very nice rest stops. Very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So if you had to be traveling through Kentucky, no worries. Georgia, on the other hand, not so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, not so good.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with any kind of deviant sexual behavior like yourself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a congressman or anything, you know, looking for a good time.
I'm excited about it, and I know your admiration for George Michael and things like that.
Well, no, the problem is I don't like to go to public restrooms. You know that. I've stated that many times.
Yeah, you drive down to Florida, though, you're going to have to kind of... You
know, that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying Kentucky had the best.
So, just, or that, or you find yourself a good Lowe's or Menards or something, go in there, man. It's like... truck in there.
You gotta walk all the way to the back of the store for that.
Well, yeah, right.
That's a big store to walk through, you know what I mean? Especially if you really gotta go.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a little tough. That's a little... You're better off just buying a 5-gallon bucket from Lowe's and using that in the car.
You could.
Yeah.
You could.
But, yeah, since I don't like public restrooms, very clean, Kentucky. Very, very clean.
Very clean. Well, there you go. Clean.
You don't know this restroom thing. I have restrooms that I have marked all over the state of Missouri since I travel through the state of Missouri as, you know, acceptable restrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah. In my mind, I have a whole map.
Really?
Of acceptable. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so if I need to stop, I know where to go.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay.
Yeah. Acceptable restrooms in Missouri. If you'd like to know, I will share those. But
any good by Cape Girardeau? Any good restaurants?
At Cape Girardeau, I usually go to the... I usually try to make it to the hotel.
Yeah.
Which is the Drury. There's several Drurys in Cape Girardeau. But yeah. I stayed at the Drury Inn and Suites.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Very nice bathrooms there, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Cape Girardeau... Go to the Drury. Even just go in the lobby. Have a lobby bathroom there. Very nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other place?
Does Kentucky have that hotel with the ducks in it? The
No, that's in Tennessee. That's Peabody.
Oh, Peabody, yeah.
That's in Memphis. Thank you very much. I have not gone to the bathroom there. I've been into the Peabody, and I saw the ducks, but I have not gone to the bathroom there.
Oh, okay.
I will tell you, not far from the Peabody is a place called the Rendezvous. Which is a rib place. It's down an alley in a basement. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. There you go.
Fantastic ribs.
One in Tennessee.
One in Memphis. Go to the Rendezvous.
The Rendezvous.
There you go.
Not Deja Vu. But
not Deja Vu, the Rendezvous.
No.
You can go to Deja Vu if you want to.
The one in Springfield, go to Deja Vu.
I've been to that one. I don't remember using the restroom, but I've been to the Deja Vu in Springfield, yes. Yeah. So anyway, oddly enough, my story is about bathrooms.
Okay.
I was traveling this week, and I stayed at the Holiday Inn Select Executive Center in Columbia, Missouri.
Okay.
Has a big name, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I was at the Holiday Inn Select Executive Center, Columbia, Missouri. And I actually got to stay on the 6th floor, which I'm told is one of the better floors to stay on as far as, like, amenities.
Okay.
Because it is the VIP. There's a VIP area up there.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
VIP area.
I was not in the VIP area, unfortunately, but I was on the 6th floor.
Why wouldn't it have a VIP area in Columbia, Missouri, though?
Oh, there's VIPs, let me tell you.
There are?
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. You don't realize that one of the, like, a fifth of the Walmart fortune resides in Columbia, Missouri.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
No, I didn't know. You're bringing a lot of stuff to light tonight. I didn't...
There's one of the daughters of Sam Walton. Her and her husband live in Columbia, Missouri.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she's a very wealthy lady.
Was this the lady that said she could, like, shoot things out of her hoo-hoo? Or
no, whatever? No, I don't think that was her. Well, I'm pretty sure that wasn't her. I didn't meet the Sam Walton's daughter at a bar.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
But anyway, regardless, I'm at the Holiday Inn Select Executive Center.
Oh, ma'am, we were on the Explorer. There's a lot of paper products up there, if you know what I mean.
Well, they just they had just remodeled the rooms, and they were in the process of remodeling the hallway, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
So the hallway was kind of looking kind of, you know, shitty, but the room itself was very nice. New carpet.
Yeah.
I had like a 42-inch plasma television.
Yeah.
In my room. Wow. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, all new, you know, amenities, sink, and so forth.
Yeah.
And, you know, the, really nice. Very nice inside the room. Extremely nice. Outside the room, they had pulled up, you know, all the, you know, the bumper thing on the, what do you call it, baseboard.
Right.
And the wallpaper was peeled off, and so it was looking kind of bad there.
Yeah.
But inside the room was spectacular. So, all fairly new. I mean, like, new within probably, like, 2 weeks. Because they were still finishing up some other rooms down the hallway. And new mattresses and everything, right? So, during the day, I would see the guys, you know, working on the rooms if I went by my room. And so, I knew it was fairly new. All looked very new. Very nice. So,
right.
Here's the odd part.
Okay.
I felt like I was being punked.
Okay.
All right. Uh-huh. So I'm in this brand new room. Okay. Yeah. So I go and I'm using the facilities there, right? I got a bathroom. Yeah. I got a nice bathroom. Uh-huh. And I noticed, because see, I'm kind of in tune with these things.
Okay.
That there seems to be, you know, I'm first going in to use the facilities. I have not used the facilities yet.
You're going to break them in.
I'm going to break them in. That's right.
All right.
Okay. And I look down the bowl, and somebody has left me a present.
Oh, boy.
Not what you think.
It wasn't a toothbrusher then.
Yeah. No. It was a pubic hair. One pubic hair.
Oh, God.
Right there in the bowl, right? At the edge of the water. Huh?
In the water?
No, at the edge of the water.
Yeah, okay. There's a pubie.
There's a pubie there. I'm like, it's not mine.
Right.
Because I'm still fully clothed.
Right.
So I flushed the toilet. And guess what? Yeah.
It won't go away.
It does not go away. It stays right there.
Magic.
I'm like, this is bizarre.
David Blaine comes out.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, this is weird. So I have to go. You know what I mean? I got to go.
Where's Chris Angel? I know it's some trick.
That's right. It's got to be Chris Angel trick.
Mind freak.
I'm like, I gotta go. So I use the bathroom and I flush.
Two.
Huh?
One?
Two.
Two. Yeah,
I took a giant crap. I, you know.
Yeah.
And so I flush. Hair's still there. I gotta, you know, I stay there. I'm staying there for 2 nights.
Yeah.
And I pee.
Yeah.
Flush, hair still there.
When you pee, did you aim towards?
I did. I peed on the hair. That's why I think I was being punked, because I unleashed the full fury of, you know, my 40-plus-year-old bladder.
I drank 5 cans of Coke today, and I'm going to make this damn thing go away.
And I pissed on it, and it did not budge.
Wow.
Somebody, sorry. I'm telling you, wait a minute. Next day, still there. Yeah. I go through my whole business. Number one, number two, still there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody super glued a pubic hair to the bottom of that toilet, I swear to God.
Please tell me you didn't try to, like, to get, like, some tissue. Like,
no, I did not. I was not going to stick my hand in there, no. But the funny thing is, whenever you flushed it, it flitted around like it was, like, had a tail. It was just bizarre. It looked like a tadpole in there.
Maybe it was like they had like some splunk on the end of it or something.
I don't know. I didn't even venture to think about that. Yes. Thank you for that visual there.
I'm just saying, you know, some people do that.
Do they?
I've heard. I mean,
okay. Is this an admission or what?
I mean, I don't know. I was talking to people, you know, and they were just saying. Yeah.
Yeah, I try not to think about that stuff when I'm at the hotel because, you know, it gets me all creeped out there.
Yeah.
That's another reason why I don't let the comforter ever touch my face. That's all.
I think about, I see this commercial, and I always think of you because this lady goes like in this room, like hotel room, and she comes back with like this full body suit on.
Yeah, that's
breathing apparatus. Like, we wash our sheets every day, just so you know.
If I, if I don't get myself in the right state of mind, yes, that would be me easily. So,
I've seen hotels that have had little signs like, to conserve water, we don't wash our sheets after every guest. Have you ever seen those?
I've never seen them say they don't wash those sheets. They say they don't wash the comforter.
Or some weird thing like that. Like, we're trying to save water and the environment.
They do the thing where they say if you're staying there more than one night, if you hang up your towel, they're not going to wash it. But if it's on the floor, they'll take it away.
Yeah.
I've seen that. All my towels go on the floor, so.
Oh, hell yeah.
You're getting into a whole other territory with the towel thing. I have to examine the towel before I use it. It's a whole.
It's full of pubes.
I shake it out, and I look at it, and then I finally.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
There's a whole process for me at the hotel. It's a little weird, but. You know,
sometimes I'm envious of your life, and then I hear this, and I'm like, maybe I'm not.
This somebody super glued this pube on there. It was just like, I had a really hard time using the restroom after I figured out this thing was not going to go down,
I'm going to the lobby.
No, I persevered. The horrible thing was I stayed two nights there, which is a fairly nice hotel. Don't get me wrong. This whole pubic hair thing is just an anomaly. I think it's some plumber having fun with everybody, Because it's probably a new toilet, I think. So,
yeah.
Either that or it got baked in, It was like some dude, wherever they make toilets at, put his pube on there while it was baking, so it would be baked into the porcelain.
You got pumped.
It got glazed on there. But I stayed two nights there, and I had to go to another place, and I stayed one night there. And this was, like, a little bit grungier.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was, skin crawling by the time I got to the second place because I had this pube thing going on. And then after a couple of days, it's hard for me to, mask out all my weirdness for the hotel and who's been in there. It's like I always imagine it's somebody like yourself who's watching Spanktravision and then and spurting all over the linens,
yeah
I can't get that kind of vision out of my head. You're like, I'm gonna wank on this pillow for the next person that comes in here.
I'm gonna pretend this is Kristen Wiig.
There you go.
Bridesmaids.
So, I gotta block all that out,
Yeah, that's good.
So
your dookie and your pee could not jostle this thing from
Could not.
Wow. That's a good movie.
It was fixed pretty tightly.
Did you take a picture of
it? I thought about that, and then I thought that was a little too weird, so.
I would have looked at it.
Yeah, I know you would have, but you sent me pictures of poop and stuff, and so,
Yeah, well, I don't
remember whenever you were pooping the alphabet? Remember that?
Yeah.
I never did look at those pictures, by the way.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I do that poop, and it looks like something, like a letter or something.
Yeah, I never did look at that. No, thanks.
The alphabet.
Yeah.
I think if you had enough time, you could do it, though.
Yeah, you probably could do. I have faith in you. You should put it out there on the web, but don't involve me.
I thought about that.
You don't involve me,
All right.
So, it's like this, the tale of the, stuck pube there. It just was freaky. Now, the bad thing for me is I left the room, right? I'd gone now, right?
Right.
Somebody's going to think that was me. So, hopefully they won't get a hold of the room nights,
Excuse me, ma'am, is that your pubic hair?
Oh, my gosh. I'm lucky that I have to stay at a lot of really skanky places. I usually get to stay at some really nice places, so knock on wood. I'm very appreciative of that.
Come on down to Pubieville.
I get to stay at a lot. I've stayed at a few VIP rooms and stuff like that, which is very nice.
It used to be Noah's Ark, and now we'll call it Pubieville. Come on down.
Pubieville, yeah. Yeah, I got a room in Kansas City right by the stadium. Was it called the Adams Market? It's something else now, but was like on the 15th or 16th floor. You could look right in the stadium. I could stand there and watch the baseball game. It was pretty nice.
Really?
And the Royals Stadium, you know, Kansas City.
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah, they suck, but it was kind of neat, you know.
Yeah, but they suck.
That was a VIP, you know, floor. It was very nice, yeah. I've got a few perks now and then, you know, but...
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Thanks. So anyway, the tale of the mystery pube there.
The mystery pube.
Yeah, won't go away. Kind of like you at a dinner party or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's going on with you? You got any mystery pubes?
No commercial this week?
Not this week, no.
Oh, okay. I was just waiting for some weird tie-in.
No, end of the month there. We got to get some new sponsors. I need to hustle up some new sponsors.
So, you know, my wife, you know, like suckers me into this, you know, community event thing. She goes, Miles, you can help out here. There's like a...
You're wait now. Is this like that whole dog thing where you abandoned her at the swimming pool?
No, she didn't get abandoned though.
Oh, thank goodness! You know, your wife is always so nice to me whenever I call.
Mm-hmm.
She was telling me about, you know, you guys' supper tonight and everything.
Yeah,
such a nice lady, and then you, and then there's you.
Yeah.
Am I keeping you awake tonight there, Miles?
Yeah, no, I was just that riveting story. Had me just going.
I thought you'd like to hear about the stuck pube.
Yeah, I do and I don't, but without the picture, though.
It's kind of like a vertical turd, you know? It's like one of those oddities.
That's funny. That's funny. I don't care who you are. That's funny.
You can search vertical turd as the name of an episode. But anyway, go ahead.
It was not really that good of a turnout. It was a thing for kids, you know, and just, there was really not that good of a turnout.
You know? Well, no, you mean there wasn't a good turnout in numbers of people or numbers of asses to look at?
Number of people. There's really no asses to look at.
Because, you know, you love to look at the asses of all the nice young moms.
This was not the case today, no.
You're like, oh, yeah. Let me see. You're like Shaggy. Let me see that thong.
Actually, no, it's funny you should say, because I had a barber story like you did.
Oh, God.
Said he was wearing like these, I shouldn't even, I better not even tell.
Come on, you started down the path. You got to keep going.
My wife's going to listen again. I can't.
Yo, you got to stay, you started down the path. You got to keep going.
So this girl's like 20, 21.
Oh, well, there you go.
And she's wearing these form-fitting, I don't even know if we call it pants. I don't know what it was. It was.
Mm-hmm. Like yoga pants?
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to feel what the.
You didn't like put your hand out there and like. Or in your case, you like to stick your crotch into people, so that's.
In my mind, I did. Yes, in my mind.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, so she's wearing very tight pants.
And looks like she just from the waist down had been dipped into gray paint, basically.
Oh, okay. Wow. Hey.
I'm like, wow.
Sporting some like camel toe or what?
I know what I was sporting. That's neither here nor there, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I go back every week for a haircut.
Yeah, evidently. Yeah.
The shortest day.
Bowl number two again, Susie.
And this kid, I kind of know this kid on and off for a while. He's I don't know, like 11 or 12 or something. I don't know. Little George.
What? Now, how do you know this kid? What are you talking about?
Because he hangs around a community. They get, you know, brought to community stuff. You know?
Okay, gotcha.
You know. So the kid knows me, knows my family, knows a lot of people around town.
Hey, Miles!
And it's like,
Is that his mom that you were gawking at?
No, that was the haircut place.
Oh, okay. You've moved on.
I was going to actually use that as a story, but there wasn't really much to it except me ogling this.
Yeah. You had getting a boner underneath the barber little barber thing my they own, put on you.
My own barber pole.
Yeah, yeah, your own barber.
But
she says, "Is that half staff?" Anyway, go ahead.
So this little kid, he's just like a special needs kind of guy.
Okay. So he is a friendly kid who has some issues. Is what you're saying?
Yes. So we're in a building.
Does he talk like that?
Yeah. No. He talks fine. But he's a, I don't know exactly what's going on with him, but he's not.
Miles.
But you be me and I'll be him. Okay.
All right. Well, hey there, little Timmy.
Hi.
Hi. Where's your mom?
Hi.
With the dip pants.
No. Hi. Is your name Bob?
No, I'm Miles. I'm supposed to be Miles.
Oh, you're Miles. Yeah, I fucked this up. Let's start again. Hi, is your name Miles?
Yeah, I'm Miles.
Can I call you Mr. Title?
Whatever you'd like to do, Tim. You're a good kid.
Or Miles?
Either
can
way.
I call you Miles?
Whatever you want to do, bud.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi. Can I take off my clothes?
You got a head injury, son?
No, no.
Can you take off your clothes? Where's your mother at?
I'm going to leave.
Okay.
I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave.
Bye.
It's okay?
I'm not your dad.
Is it okay if I leave?
If you want to.
Will I get in trouble?
Probably.
I will?
I'm sure you will, yes.
I knew that, didn't I?
You knew that you'd get in trouble?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you know.
Is your name Miles?
That's correct.
Can I call you Mr. Title?
If you'd like.
Where's Miles Jr.?
He's with his mother.
Oh.
You know, I'm really trying to take a shit here, kid. Can you leave me alone?
Can I wear his hat?
Is it yours?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
I can?
Oh, sure.
I won't get in trouble?
How long is this going to go on?
Okay. I was there for 2 hours, okay? 2 hours.
He just sounds like a fun kid. He's not got anything wrong with him.
No, he's a very nice young man. He's harmless. He just wanted to leave. He wanted to take off his clothes.
They want to take his clothes? I think that's a little bit, I think you should avoid that.
Or no,
wait,
he wanted to change his clothes.
Oh, okay. I could see you getting in some trouble with the taking off the clothes part.
No, this was not to catch a predator. No, this is not.
Have you... Mr. Title, I saw you talking to that young man over there.
It would not stop. I'm not kidding. The questions, the nonstop questions would not.
Maybe he's lonely. Maybe he's got no siblings or anything.
No, he does, but it just, it was just a bit much.
Maybe you're just a kind person in, a sea of people who aren't so kind.
And it just, like, he gets getting back to these, like a half a dozen topics that he just cannot get past,
The hat and the clothes.
And then, this one lady wouldn't let him wear the hat.
Why? Who cares?
That's rude.
What's rude about it?
That's rude, young man.
Is it like the hat say, go fuck yourself, or what?
I'm like, lady, just let him wear the fucking hat. God, she would not let the kid wear this hat. The kid, the kid wants to leave. He wants to wear the hat. He wants to change his clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to know your name. It's like these six topics just don't go away. They just keep coming and coming and coming. The nonstop questions, I swear he's trying to break you down. Like you're some in police interrogation thing. Like, Bob, we're going to go over this one more time. Where were you on July 15th, 7 o'clock? Let's hear it again, Bob. Where were you?
I think you're a little weak there.
I did it. Just leave me alone.
You're a little weak.
Oh, my God. It just... Oh. It wouldn't be so bad, but he was kind of just dropped off there. His family said, well, here you go. Here you go.
You know why.
Yeah, I mean, I know they needed a break, I guess, but God damn it, man. The nonstop repeating questions.
Well, evidently you didn't answer them right the first time.
I was trying my best to answer them all correctly and politely, and I was going to let him wear the hat. I was like, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, go change your clothes. I don't care.
Then he, like, takes off to the bathroom, which is, like, right by one of the outside doors. Like, what if this kid sneaks out and bolts out of here?
Not your responsibility.
Yeah, I was like, well, because I, you know, got suckered into this thing. So, like, oh, fuck, no. I gotta wait for the kid. He's in the bathroom for, like, 10 minutes. I don't know what he's doing in there. Like, oh, jeez.
He's asking somebody in the stall all the same
I don't
question.
Know. Hey, Mr. Lamette? Hi. How are you?
Oh, my goodness.
I knew that, didn't I?
What was he, Pee-wee Herman? I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? Infinity!
You know, the one weird thing, though, here's the weird... Well, not that it was weird to begin with, but one comment that kind of threw me was, I want to punch my grandma in the face. Is that bad? depends, I guess. You know, I mean, I don't know if she was here for Christmas for money, but...
maybe his grandma's exactly like him, and so...
I don't know. I thought that was, like, the one comment that kind of threw me. Like, the other ones I could kind of, you know, like, no, you can't change your clothes. No, you can't leave.
You know, you look kind of like my grandma.
Yeah. I was glad he's not a violent kid, you know? Someone said, check out his grandma. I was like, wow, what's that about?
That's too funny.
Oh, my God. I felt bad, you know, because he's a nice kid, and, you know, he's just... He didn't cause trouble or anything, but, you know, it's just like, he's keeping him on task for more than, like, 30 seconds is just, like, impossible. It's like,
you know, maybe he had a brain injury.
I don't know.
You know.
I don't know. I don't know. I guess I don't know.
Oh, that's a harrowing story there, Miles. Yeah. Yeah.
I could have kept up doing my thing with them, if you want me to keep going.
No, I had quite enough. Thank you very much.
You got the gist of it, though, right?
Yeah.
2 hours.
Yeah.
2 hours. This kid could have taken David Koresh out of that freaking compound about 15 years ago.
David, it's okay if I wear this hat while I'm talking to you.
Give up. I can't take it.
David, what's your favorite hymn?
Oh, I felt like the guy from Bad Santa, man. Like,
Kumbaya.
Kumbaya. What's their names? The elves. I don't know. Bub and Chief. I just call them Bub and Chief. That's how I felt like. You ever saw Bad Santa? It was like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I'll be staying at home from here on out.
That's probably good for you. That's probably best.
Yeah.
It keeps you out of trouble that way.
Yeah. Well, I might get my hair cut. I'm not kidding, man.